It's about 21 minutes away from 9 o'clock Thursday morning here at the Mighty 690 KGGF. 78 degrees on our way to a high of 89. That seems ridiculously low compared to what we've been through. But ain't nothing compared to what it's going to be Sunday and Monday. They're talking about highs in the low to mid-80s for a couple of days. And then it gets hot again. But I will take those days of maybe being able to turn the air conditioning off for a moment or two. We're joined here in studio by Denise York, Coffeeville Reawakening. How is Coffeeveville awake yet?
Yeah, I've been awake, yeah, for a while.
Okay, so. Good, because I feel a little sleepy this morning.
Well, with this cold snap coming in.
Oh, cold snap. About, right? She called it a cold snap.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the air conditioner will not come off at our house.
Oh, no. And yeah, the cats rain. Like the air conditioner, too. And they sit by the fans also, because we've just got the one dinky little air conditioner in the living room that's supposed to cover the whole place. And the cats don't care for that at all, and neither do I. So we had some friends of yours in here earlier this week talking about the summer celebration coming up. They made a pretty good pitch for volunteers.
Good.
And
always looking for volunteers.
I think they represented you very well. But you want to tell us about some of the action around town to start things off, right?
Okay. Well, right. So this week there's a lot. You know, we always like to, because people say there's nothing to do.
There's
right?
nothing. It sounds like my kids. There's nothing yeah. to do. I'll find something for you to do.
You know, so I like to give a list of everything that, you know, I know that's going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Friday night, Donnie Miller is performing out at Waller Johnson Park for this Four Corners Tri-Can. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a lot of visitors in town this weekend, I think. We've got the class of 72. We're right. in for our reunion, 50th, so we'll be around. We've got movie
night. Yeah, I found out last week that you were an upperclassman. I mean, we didn't go to
What
same
you're
school
trying to say is that I'm older than you
a
are.
A year or yeah. older. I'm 67. You must be around there yourself.
Why would you say that on the radio?
Because I'm proud of it. Look at all okay. this age I've accumulated and this experience and this wisdom and this weight.
not everybody looks at it that way.
I know.
Like, okay,
I
now know. Now they know.
Well, you're only 24, yeah, so. Okay.
Movie night at First Baptist Church is mm-hmm. Friday night, so that's American Underdog.
Okay, yeah.
Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
Quarterback or something.
Right. It's about Kurt Warner, who was the at one point he was a grocery clerk, and then he went to play football in the Arena League for the Iowa Barnstormers. And then next thing you know, he was a Super Bowl-winning quarterback with the St. Louis Rams.
Well,
yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be a good movie, so get over there. I mean, they put on a really nice show over there. They've got a nice setup, and Dick Smith and them, they're just very accommodating mm-hmm. to the people of Coffeeville. So
yeah, it's a very inspirational story, yeah. too. Yeah.
And then I heard about the adult prom
right.
that's going on Saturday yeah. night. I don't know a lot about it, but I'm sure if you check with the chamber or somebody.
Take your date, go dance, and then yeah. afterwards go park somewhere.
Well, and to get dressed up.
Yeah.
And it's just not the weather for me to be getting no. dressed up. But
there are men who can wear a tux, and there are men who cannot wear a tux. I fall into the latter category. When I wear a tux, and I wore one when the Radiant Queen Diana and I got married last year ago in May, I looked like I was like either parking cars or directing people to their table in the restaurant. Big frowsy looking dude in a tuxedo. It just doesn't work for me.
Well, at least it was May and it wasn't July.
Yeah, true.
So we've
yeah.
got a wedding coming up and it's mm-hmm. July 2nd and there's tuxes involved, but not for me.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully the weather will be kind.
That would be nice.
And then the college has the
Aladdin Jr.
Yeah,
right.
going on. So for Saturday and Sunday. And then Tuesday, Kevin Galloway
right.
is going to be at the Yoke. So if you don't have anything to do
Musician,
Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, go see him. Mm-hmm. The Pool is a good place to be next Thursday night. It's a throwback night.
Uh-huh.
So from like 6 to 8, they've got classic cars out there. They'll have trivia, so just a fun night. But
and a chance to just stay cool. Although Tuesday is going to start to warm back up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, back up into the 90s. But Sunday and Monday is going
to
be great.
Yep. Any yeah. of these days, it's great to go out mm-hmm. to the pool or take part. And then July 1st, the municipal band has mm-hmm. a free concert, and they're performing with the 35th Infantry Band
right.
over at Spencer Rounds Theater. So if you can't find something in that list that you want to do. Or
then you're not
like
trying.
You're not.
Yeah.
So
you're just a whiner.
Yeah. Yep. As my husband says, we'll call the ambulance.
Yeah. If you were a dog, you'd be a chihuahua.
Yeah. So, and then we've got Midland Theater. I just want to remind everybody mm-hmm. that Vaudeville will be coming up in August.
Vaudeville. That's a very clever name.
Yep. 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 It's a great, our sixth annual, and it is our fundraiser for the Midland Theater operational funds.
It's like a big variety show to raise money.
And we have Lindsay Euler Goldapp, who is a local. Well, she's from Coffeyville, her whole family, the Oilers are, and she comes back and MCs it for us. She's a comedian, and they sing, and it's just a great show. So tickets are on sale now, $25 per person. You can get them online at any, the board members all have them, so it's something you want to, you know.
Keep in mind, and circle the calendar.
Right, and we do have an after party for Vaudeville that's usually at Coffeyville's Reawakening.
That's where the real fun always happens, at the after party.
Yep, we invite everybody to come over and participate. So, movie, the Encanto movie. That's going to be, that's not until August 26th, but you have time to, like you say, mark your calendar.
Right, and they won some Academy Awards for original songs, I believe. Yeah, it's one of those Disney Pixar deals about a family where each member of the family has an individual superpower. So it's very clever. I haven't seen it yet, but I've read reviews of it, and I've heard the music. It's kid friendly. The whole family will love it.
I'm still looking for my superpower, but one of these days we'll figure it out. And then, of course, Summer Celebration. You've already heard all about that from Gail and Mike and Andy, I'm sure. So just want to remind everybody that Coffeyville's Reawakening is sponsoring the Kitty Parade, which is huge. I mean, the kids really enjoy that. So decorate up their power wheels, get them in costumes, whatever you want to do, and you can drop them off early, come register, and then go enjoy the day, and we'll keep the cars for you over in the Ron Stevens building. So
we had something like that in my hometown in Iowa when I was a kid. It was called Frontier Days.
Uh-huh.
And they had a kiddie parade also. I remember one year, this was my dad's idea. He had me dress up as a woman and my twin brother dress up as an old like cowboy type. And my little brother behind us with a toy shotgun, marching us down the road, and I'm carrying a sign that says, "Don't shoot, mister, I'll marry your daughter."
Oh, great. Maybe you could reenact that.
I couldn't, but somebody can steal that idea.
Yeah.
And just
there you go.
You don't even have to attribute it to me. I accept no royalties.
You know, the parade gets a little wild.
I imagine.
Yeah, there's a...
Isn't there something about kid trikes coming in or something like that, too? Or is that something else I'm thinking of? I must be thinking of something else because there's like a kid's tricycle rally or something like that.
I don't know. That'd be fun, though.
That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
All these 5 and 6 years old on tricycles, you know.
But that's with kid power.
Well, I'm still thinking back like the old James Dean movies, you know, when they'd come riding into town.
Yeah.
Looking for storekeepers to harass.
You know, maybe we can do that during American Graffiti.
There we go.
We'll just have a little trikeathon or something.
And I shared this idea with Candy Westbrook the other day. Well, it was a couple weeks ago. You want a demolition derby idea? Get all the local politicians, get them each in a demolition derby car, and have them just smash the heck out of each other.
And that would help.
Nothing.
Okay.
It would be very entertaining.
Could be.
Yeah. Root for your favorite politician. Instead of a primary election, we'll have them settle it that way.
That's probably a
it's a great
violent
say,
way
just
to
say
do
it's
it
a
then.
Great idea.
Yeah. Okay, and
you're looking for volunteers.
We are. We're always looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to stop in at Coffeyville's Reawakening, we'll sign you up, and we will figure out what your passion is.
Right.
We just need them across town. We've got a lot of activities and events coming up that always looking for volunteers. The Dalton Museum, mm-hmm. looking for volunteers. If you are a nonprofit 501c3, we do have weekends mm-hmm. that nonprofits will run the museum for us, and we give a donation to that foundation. So it's a way you can make money like once a month.
Sure.
You know, it's not a lot of time, but, and it's fun. We've got a lot of visitors coming in and.
It's that time of year.
Yep, it is. So.
All right. Anything else you want to share with us, or have we run the gamut here?
No, I think we've ran the gamut. Don't forget, summer celebration. There's plenty going on.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again next Thursday here. Denise York from Coffeeville Reawakening here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Thank you, Bill.